Hello, and welcome to Reading the Library Book. This is the podcast wherein I read one chapter of my library book at a time, and still working on the possibility of a new title. What I'm exploring is just putting various options at the top of my draft, where I keep the evolving copy of the book. At the moment it says Leandra and the Library Book, but I may experiment and try others as well. So this is chapter 15, and we are about, we're not quite halfway through the book at this point. You may have been wondering how many chapters there are, and that number may change, because as I make changes, sometimes chapters change as well. But at the moment, as it stands, at chapter 15, we are not quite halfway there. So you can guess, perhaps, how many more chapters there are to go. So this is chapter 15. It is called The Wall. The shoe that Jalissa had just thrown had vanished through the wall, which had jiggled a bit and then returned to its previous state. The whole room was stunned for a moment. There was a collective wow. "You've got an amazing arm," said Demetrius to Jalissa appreciatively. "You should be a pitcher." "I am a pitcher, you dork," said Jalissa. "With the Light Bulb League, you should come and watch sometime. They're great games."
"To watch a pitch like that again? You bet," said Demetrius.
Jalissa blushed. "I'm convinced," Jalissa said to the group, "and I volunteer to run first. I'll go, and if I can find my shoe, I'll throw it back. Someone just needs to grab it for me when you run." Everyone nodded. Jalissa took off her other shoe, put it in her hand, and walked back all the way into the lounge, then took off running like a shot. She streaked past us and straight into the wall. We all flinched when she got close to it, but she didn't stop or slow down. She sailed through it, just as her shoe had before her. We waited a few moments expectantly, and then her shoe came sailing back through the wall, shooting out as if it had been shot with a slingshot. Leopoldo, the burro, headed for Jalissa's sneaker and took it up in his mouth. Oswaldo gave him a pat on his haunches, and Leopoldo seemed to smile. Axlam looked at Basra, the ostrich, who bent down to allow her to climb onto her back. "Basra is quite a fast runner," she said. "Yes, I think we will go next." They began walking back toward the lounges. Toti cleared her throat.
"Zanmimwa, you should all go before," she said. "We will find another way."
This pulled everyone up short. No one was keen on leaving anyone behind.
"It's because turtles are so slow, right?" said Demetrius.
"Well," Toti said, "they're not as slow as everyone thinks, but they are slower than all of these other libraries, for sure, particularly on land. And with the books on his back, Felix is slower than most."
"Just take the books off his back, then," said Becky.
All of the librarians gasped in horror. "Leave the books," said Cooper, the crocodile librarian. "Honey, what kind of monster would leave their library's books behind?"
"Sorry," said Becky, who didn't seem too sorry, but at least had the good sense not to say anything else. Then there was a flash and a blur that flew past us so fast it took us a moment to realize that it was Axlam and Basra, the ostrich. They charged through the wall, which made a funny gulping noise and filled in around them, like they were fruit falling into pancake batter. This seemed to give Sarkis the elephant, Leopoldo the burro, and Plato the crocodile the confidence they needed to go through the wall. They began to pull their librarians toward it.
"Maybe," said Svetlana, "we should carry the turtle."
"It will take a lot of strength to lift Felix," said Toti. "I'm not sure we will be able to run with him." We can try, said Demetrius.
Toti went to Felix's head, which he was bravely keeping outside his shell, and Demetrius stepped up to Felix's tail.
Toti said, we will need two more at least.
So I stepped up on one side, and Jardin, the pigeon librarian, stepped to the other, pigeon on their shoulder.
Entrez, Toti said. We will try to lift him. D'accord, Felix?
Felix nodded, and on three, we bent and lifted. And we could lift him, but he was heavy.
Running will be difficult, Jardin, the pigeon librarian said.
We put the turtle back down. Mahout had been talking with her library, and it appeared that the elephant was willing to transport the turtle. We just have to get him up there. So all the librarians gathered together to lift the turtle and then strap him on. Toti strapped herself in up there as well to keep the turtle steady and secure. Then Mahout tucked the ends of her orange skirt into her waistband, making her skirt look like baggy shorts. She and the elephant walked back to the lounge and then ran at great speed toward the wall, which they disappeared into easily. That left the crocodile, the pigeon, and the burrow, as well as the rest of us kids. Oswaldo offered the burrow to carry any one of us who didn't feel so comfortable running.
He actually runs a lot faster with a rider, he said.
I had been getting more and more nervous about having to run through the wall, so I cautiously raised my hand and looked around. I thought the other kids might make fun of me for wanting to ride the burrow library, but they were too busy getting ready to run to pay any attention to me. Or maybe they just didn't feel like making fun of me anymore.
Oswaldo pulled down a little step stool from the shelves that hung over Leopoldo's back. He offered his hand and helped me step up and over the shelves to climb onto the burrow's back. I had to put my legs into a tiny space between the burrow's sides and the shelves that hung there. Then Oswaldo gave me a bit of rope to hang onto. In a calm, reassuring voice, Oswaldo said,
Leopoldo, he will drive himself, but you hold on here and don't let go. You will go very fast and arrive on the other side.
Oswaldo led the burrow to the back of the lounge as the other librarians ran past us through the wall. Finally, we were ready to go ourselves, and Oswaldo said,
En sus marcas, listos, fuera!
And the burrow took off, Oswaldo racing by his side. So, friends, that was chapter 15, and I have a question for you about Leopoldo, who is the burrow. And my question for you is it okay for you to have him be called a burrow? I never use the word donkey, although that basically means the same thing. A donkey and a burrow are the same. But I'm not sure how common the word burrow is for folks. And I just wonder if you had a response to the burrow as an idea. I think I thought the word burrow was more common than it may be. And I think this is because when I was a kid, I read a book called Brady of Grand Canyon? Is that what it was called? Bridie of Grand Canyon, I think. And it was the story of a burrow. And it was called a burrow the whole time. It was the story of a burrow and a gold prospector, I think. I don't really remember it very well, but I saw a copy recently and I realized that's probably where my idea of a donkey came from. And I think I thought they may have been different animals, like a burro and a donkey were different, but now I know that they are essentially the same. There's different breeds, of course, but mostly burro is the Spanish word for donkey. So I guess my question is, is it okay for you for me to call him a burro, or would you rather him be called a donkey? And when you first heard about Leopoldo, were you confused? And I don't mind a little bit of confusion. So if you were confused and you're like, that's fine, I don't know what a burrow is, and you figured it out, then I think I can probably leave it. But if you continue to be confused, like this far into the story, that's something I would like to know. So my question, yeah, is mostly about keeping him being called a burrow or whether I should shift it to donkey. Also, donkeys are adorable. I'm a little bit obsessed with a donkey who lives in Canada called Tiny. Oh my goodness, so cute. Anyway, so that's my question about Leopoldo. And just a fun fact, I guess, is that I only in the last couple of months gave all of these animals names. I was trying to not overwhelm everybody with having to get to know lots of different names and keeping them straight and knowing who goes with what. And so I was just kind of calling the animals like the burrow or the elephant or whatever. And then I realized that, I don't know, I felt like they needed names in order to be more fully realized as characters. So, and once they had names, I actually did start to get to know them a little differently and started to see their personalities emerge a little bit more. So, but also do tell me where you feel like you need some help remembering, you know, who is who and animals' names. Like if there's parts where you lose track of everybody, let me know that, because I'm going to try and figure out how to help solve that if it is. Yeah, so those are two questions. Also, of course, if you have ideas about a new title for the book, please tell me. And people are really listening at very different rates, so you know, things shift and change according to wherever people are in their process of listening. So you may have noticed that I've started to give titles to the later chapters as I go, because I heard a request for them. But the first chapters, I'd say the first eight, still have not been named. So if you have ideas about those first few chapters, do let me know that too. And always, if you have an idea about a different name for a chapter, like a chapter name that might make you feel more connected to the chapter, let me know. I'm trying to not give away too much in the titles of the chapter. So like if someone were to read the table of contents, they wouldn't necessarily know what was going to happen all the time. But I also, you know, would like for them to be enticing in some way. So, I don't know. If you have ideas, I would love to hear them. And anything else about this chapter? I don't think so. Yeah, so as always, the ways to reach me are on my special email account for this podcast, which is leandralibrary@gmail.com. You can leave a voicemail message at 646-847-8758. Or if you have ways to reach me that you already have, then please use those as well. I really am happy to receive your thoughts and via any medium. Which reminds me, would it be better to have like a way to send me something in the mail? Is that something people do or want to do? If so, I might explore the idea of getting like a P.O. box or something to have people mail me things. So tell me if that's something you would like. Of course, you'd have to find a way to tell me not doing that first, but but if it is something you would like, please let me know and I will get a P.O. box, or at least look into what it would take to do that. And what else? I think that's all. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be seeing you next time.